Director of Kids Peace, Lou Shagawat, responding to the latest concerns brought forward by Bowden residents relating to the youth residing at the behavioral and mental health treatment facility. On Monday, a number of citizens telling City Council they fear for their own safety and have concerns over alleged criminal activity by the youth when they sneak away from the campus. Shagawat says that the concerns are misguided, and he claims that the children are not a danger to the community.
We deal with a lot of teenagers here, and teenagers, including even my own when he was a teenager, they will leave home without permission at times, and he's held accountable, etc. Well, we have some of the same situations where our kids will leave grounds, but there is this belief, this created belief, that our children are these very violent, dangerous individuals. And that is just simply not the case. We have never had an issue of violence in the community.
Shagawat did confirm that on March the 4th, minors from Kids Peace were found in possession of a stolen vehicle, but he said that they are no longer at the facility. One solution often presented to prevent youth from leaving is a fence surrounding the facility that would impede fleeing. Shagawat said that would detract from treatment of the residents and make them feel like they were imprisoned. However, he did say that a fence that kept with the look of the facility could be an option, but that the cost would be too high.
If money was not an object, could we put a fence around this property that would maintain the integrity and look of the property, not making it look or feel? Yes, it absolutely is possible, but it would be an enormous amount of money to do something like that.
Instead, Shagawat says that the facility has replaced locking mechanisms on all exterior doors, and they have updated staff procedures, training for monitoring the doorways, and as always, will contact Bowden PD every time they are aware a child leaves the Kids Peace campus. A 38-year-old Bremen man charged with arson and criminal damage remains in the Carroll County Jail after investigators say he used three different caliber weapons and fired over 100 rounds throughout a residence and through vehicles. Also set an outbuilding on fire during a domestic incident Monday afternoon. Deputies, along with the Carroll County Fire Department, responded to a residence on Mandeville Road around 3 o'clock, discovered the residence, along with several vehicles, appeared to have numerous bullet holes, and an outbuilding was on fire. Investigators identified Seth Thomas Lambert as their suspect. He was located in a separate home across the street and was taken into custody without further incident. Local attorney Mac Witcher appearing on ballots for the open District 3 Commission seat in Harrelson County. Witcher, a lifelong resident, has practiced law of all sorts for 40 years. One issue that Witcher would focus on if elected would be to grow business and industry in the area.
We would have to work with Grow Harrelson. We'd have to work with the Water Authority. We'd have to work with the school board, have to work with the road department, and see if we couldn't come together with a plan what we would need to do in order to try to attract, you know, major industries to come to this part of the world. We have two major thoroughfares, 100 and I-20 and 27 and I-20.
Witcher adding that he would work with state legislators and electric cooperatives to increase broadband access in the county. Now, when asked about the indictments relating to alleged gambling activity and tax evasion by temporary county manager Ronald Ridley, who was acting as chairman over day-to-day business and county employees, Witcher had this to say.
Going back to the old legal principle, a man's innocent until he's proven guilty, so I don't think that for the short term that it should have any effect on it until such time as he were convicted or adjudicated guilty. At that point, he would be forced to resign.
Witcher is one of five candidates for commissioner. Election day is March the 19th. Don't be surprised if this race requires a runoff election. Three bills considered by state legislators this year that local governments, schools, and residents have been keeping their eyes on have no chance of being put into law this year after related bills did not survive crossover day. However, each bill could be revisited in the 2020 session. West Georgia cities from Carrollton to Tallapoosa adopted resolutions urging legislative delegations to oppose bills that would have stripped local governments of the power to set design standards on private homes. At least one local school district speaking out against a bill that would have allowed residents to use the state portion of the funding their local school district gets per student and shift that money to an education scholarship account that could be used to pay for private schooling. And residents and first responders in Villa Rica, Temple, and Tallapoosa hopeful to see the passing of a bill that would have made it illegal for trains to block grade crossings for more than 15 minutes. We'll have to wait until at least next year for that bill to be revisited. Southeast Trans is expected to announce the location of its new headquarters in Villa Rica within the next several days. Back in mid-February, CEO and President Steve Adams said plans were in the works to move the non-emergency medical transportation business from its current location in College Park to the City of Gold, bringing 200 new corporate jobs to the city. At the time of Adams' announcement, Villa Rica Mayor Jeff Reese said the news was probably one of the biggest deals for Villa Rica in many years. 1 year after announcing a strengthened commitment to employee education through the Bridge Scholarship Program, Carrollton-based Southwire has awarded 64 employees a share of $500,000 to further their education through a 2-year degree, 4-year degree, or technical certification. Recipients will begin to enroll in the summer or fall semester of this year. I'm Colin Worthington.